Welcome to the Embassy of Ireland. Välkommen till Irlands ambassad. Press 1 for English. Tryck 2 för svenska.
Please try again.
Welcome to the Embassy of Ireland. Välkommen till Irlands ambassad. Press 1 for English. Tryck 2 för svenska.
Hey, for me, Brahunas, Brega os court Naka in you on Federlev Ekaulum Verdulov.
Sorry, come again?
Yadalda po Irlandska. Ya thick in Dome. From Naka, from Things Right, Naka, Idag, in Things Right, Naka, Luger, can ni help me in each now?
Do you speak English?
A bit, but please understand that you work for an embassy of a country whose national language is Irish. I'm sorry that I do not pronounce Swedish very well. I left Sweden nearly 21 years ago. Today I received a perverse judgment from a court from Naka. Can you help me to get justice, please?
Right, one second. I'm just going to transfer the call. One second, please.
Thanks, Amaka.
Speaking.
Gerald, hi. For me, Brahunas, in you, scrive court Naka on Brahunas Brega, shut on Federlev a carolum son cartish labradolov.
Okay, do you speak English, sir?
I can speak some English, but please realise that English is not the national language of the Republic of Ireland. I received a perverse verdict from a court from NACA today. It contradicts a bank statement from Bank of Ireland proving that I had paid to the Swedish Enforcement Agency, but this court and the Swedish Enforcement Agency deny that I made this payment, and they provide no evidence whatsoever to explain why they are contradicting a bank statement. Can you help me, please?
Yeah, so when did the original incident occur?
The original incident can have more than one interpretation. I made a payment in December of the previous year to the Swedish Enforcement Agency, and it denies that it received this payment. It sent an invoice demanding that I put in hyphens in the SWIFT payment to it, but Bank of Ireland and perhaps even SWIFT itself does not allow hyphens in a SWIFT message. So I explained this to this beneficiary and to this court, but they provide absolutely no explanation as to why they continue to deny that I have proven that I made these payments. And I'm very frustrated with this. This keeps going on with such perversities all the time. I don't know what to do.
Okay, and so you've received a court judgment, is that what you're saying? Or is this basically a letter from a debt collector?
This is not a letter from a debt collector. It is a perverse so-called judgment from a court in NACA. I am owed money, and I'm paid money by a company in Sweden which I am a client of, because it has not performed, it has not fulfilled a contract which I paid it for and which it agreed to, and paid a law firm in Sweden, and it informs me about the existence of the Swedish Enforcement Agency, and it recommended me to complain to the Swedish Enforcement Agency about this original Swedish company. So I provided documents to the Swedish Enforcement Agency. The Swedish Enforcement Agency has a policy that in order to it to process a demand, it has to be paid. So it sent me an invoice, which I promptly fulfilled, but it repeatedly denies that I made this payment, even though, I mean, I have a document in front of me from Bank of Ireland right now confirming that this money was paid to the Swedish Enforcement Agency during the previous year. This judgment from a Swedish court today is saying that I have not paid, and this is not fair. I've repeatedly sent documents proving that I have paid, and I hope that someone can stop this perversity, because it's just not fair on me.
Okay, so I'm sorry to hear that you're having this trouble.
Thanks.
With a court judgment, if there, basically, the embassy cannot provide legal advice or any legal guidance, that's outside the remit of consular assistance. It might be worth speaking to the law firm that you had instructed to relay the letter from Bank of Ireland that confirms the payment to the Swedish Enforcement Agency.
Thanks for the suggestion, but I've repeatedly contacted this law firm, pointing out to it that the Swedish Enforcement Agency is not being fair to me, and this law firm is not answering. I sent it another email this morning, and who knows, maybe it might answer tomorrow, but this has been going on for many months, and I'm not convinced that it's really going to try to help me.
Okay. What's your name, sorry?
Nicholas Ian Colleen de Gloucester.
And can you email me the document that you received from the Swedish Enforcement Agency?
So I received quite a number of documents from it, but yes, I can. I hope that I can email you.
Yeah, that'd be great. So if you can email it to stockholmembassy@dfa.ie.
Stockholm Embassy.
Yeah.
At DFA.
DFA.ie.
Thanks.
And I will contact the Swedish Enforcement Agency to see what the problem is, and then give you a call back just to see what the situation is. And what's your phone number?
353-1-8350.
Yeah.
646.
Okay. Well, if you can send that through to me, I will try and contact them. Just to bear in mind that Swedish businesses usually close at 4 o'clock, so it might not be today. But I'll certainly look into it as soon as possible and get back to you, okay?
Thanks. So Swedish businesses normally close at 4 o'clock. Well, remarkably, this is, as far as I can remember, this is the first time I've ever heard that, but I had actually lived in Sweden in 2004 and 2005. So, well, anyway, there we go. And then will you just leave it at the Swedish Enforcement Agency, or will you also contact a court or a law firm, or the original company, or the Embassy of Sweden in Ireland, or anyone else?
No, so we don't get involved in legal disputes. We wouldn't contact the court or solicitors on anyone's behalf. If necessary, I can provide you with the list of solicitors in Sweden that can deal with this on your behalf. But the first protocol is with the Swedish Enforcement Agency to see exactly what has happened with the payment.
Thanks. Well, please do contact the Swedish Enforcement Agency. But how also about, for example, banks? For example, maybe you can, if I would perhaps give you documentation from Bank of Ireland, you might be able to verify that it is from a real bank, or maybe you can contact the bank of the Swedish Enforcement Agency to ask to confirm that there is a corresponding documentation of reception at its end or something like that.
So we wouldn't be able to contact banks on your behalf, as we are not authorized on your account. That would require someone to have the power of attorney over your account, and the embassy can't take that position. So our first protocol will be the Swedish Enforcement Agency, and then we'll see what the situation is and get back to you.
Let's hope that whatever you can do will be useful and helpful. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.